Why Farmers Should Care About National Security Around the World, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Kelsey Barnes was working for the Farm Foundation when she spoke recently at the Food and Ag as National Security event at Mississippi State University.
I think it's incredibly important that we get our farmers more involved in this topic, because I can go to D.C. and these guys can go to D.C. and talk about how we need to get more involved in global food security, and it means U.S. national security. But having farmers who are constituents of these members of Congress go into D.C. and saying, hey, no, we actually care about this too, it creates new market opportunities for us. You know, we're giving away less of our food. We're selling more of our food, which just means better prices. To have this come from the farmers is incredibly important to be able to move the policy side along.
Barnes, who just started a new job advising the Secretary of Agriculture, says she believes the ag industry needs to be more proactive.
Agriculture is one of the worst industries in D.C. at waiting until we're attacked to then try to change the narrative. Farm Bureau does a great job of saying we've got to tell our story, which we should be, but a lot of times we wait until something happens. They're like, oh no, we're actually the good guy. And I tell people this in D.C. all the time, we're too nice. At some point, we have to get off of defense, we have to get on offense, we have to talk the narrative and say, actually, we're the reason everybody in this country not only is fed, but has the national security that we do.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.